week of 15th, when we met, some of us said that what we needed was regime change in Britain, and I repeat it, we need a regime change in Britain. Opinion. The fact that you came out into the streets meant that there was a massive pressure on the Parliamentary Labour Party, and 130 of them voted against the war because of us. And that is why we have to keep the pressure on. The notion that you can demonstrate before a war has started, but when the war starts, you stop, is grotesque. When the war starts, we have to intensify our campaign. And what sickens me is when you hear the spin doctors of the Prime Minister and his acolytes in the media saying, at least we have a Prime Minister who, despite public opinion, despite being in a minority in the country, leads from the front. I don't believe that. He never leads from the front when there's a war. He leads from behind. He doesn't lead from any ordinary behind, he leads from the behind of the American president. That's where he's been for years now. When you look at Blair when he appears on television, imagine who's behind he's sticking out of. And he has a cabinet who tell lies for him because he tells lies for them. And one of the most Blair-faced liars is an egocentric mediocrity called Jeff Hood, who is a and when Jeff Hood says, in answer to a parliamentary question, that depleted uranium does not cause cancers, we say to him, you are a Blair-faced liar. When Tony Blair and Jack Straw and their apologists say that they supported the war in Iraq because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and chemical weapons, we say, you are Blair-faced liars. You supported the war because the United States asked you to. And friends, these are times when one feels ashamed to be in a country which is ruled by New Labour guilties and liars. Liars! So however, be the French and German people out of there. And you know something? They said, now that the war has started, people will stop demonstrating. When we lost a few bishops and the leader of the Liberal Party who was here in February are now supporting the war. Shame on you, Charles Kennedy, that you have done that to me. Now I want to say two things. One about the United Nations. They could not make the United Nations this time into an instrument for US foreign policy, and they are very angry. But I say to the members of the Security Council, do not allow yourself to become a leading company where Kofi Annan and Claire Short become Mr. and Mrs. Mock and go and clean the mess that they're in my life. And we have no doubts they will occupy Baghdad. It will be an occupied country, occupied by the United States. And they will use this example to say to the rest of the world, if you don't listen to what we want, if you don't do what we want, if you don't listen to what we say, remember Baghdad. Remember how we bombed it. And those disgusting pornographic images on television of a city being bombed to socialize a country into supporting a war. Don't ever accept these media obscenities, and I just don't applaud from this. We have got to transform this great anti-war movement into a global movement against the American Empire. The same people who impose neoliberal economic policies on the poor of the world are the people who make war. And the World Social Forum, which meets once a year, must demand that together with struggling against neoliberal economic policies, we struggle in every country to get rid of the American basis.